on Daf Membov from a base Tana Rabbana Mi Shebo Vooma Ger Ani. A person comes and tells us that he's a ger, he was Megar himself, Yochel Nikablenu, that we should be Mekabalim, we should believe him. The Keren Eire says that the Havamina, that we should believe him, is because the Klal Milse Davide Legluye Eloi Meshakri Inshi, and if he's saying he was Megayer himself, Bifnei Bezdin, some of this is a Milse Davide Legluye, so we should believe him. Tamad Loima Itcha Bemurzik Loch. Chiyogar itchem ger ba'artzechem, so the itchem is marbe, that has to be itcho, it was itcho, yogar itcho, bemurzik loch. He doesn't have nemonis. Bo ve'edov imoy minai, but how do you know that if he comes with edim, he is believed? Chiyogar ba'artzechem. Chiyogo ba'artzchem, you don't need itcho ger, b'murzik loch shehu ger, b'chiyogo ba'artzchem. Let us see Rashi. Bo ve'edov imoy minayin shenemo. He's coming with Edom, how do you know that then he is believed? The Ritas Loshen of Rashi is, we believe him, not the Edom. But because of the Edom, we'll believe him. It doesn't say shenemo nim, it says shenemo. We'll see later exactly what this means. Tamalayme v'chiyogur mikol mokim. L'kamen porich, kiven da eidav imay pshite, umiboykro. So I need a special ima to tell us that if a person is coming with eidim that are mayid, that he's a ger, that the eidim are nemen. Ein li ela ba'oretz, b'chutza la'oretz minayim. Now what is this speaking about? So let us see the second Tosfos and Daf Mem Zayin. Ein li ela ba'oretz, perish the mekablim geirim. What is mekabel geirim in Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos says, what can I have a minishadeh, b'v'af agav d'chayves ha'gufi? So why do you need a ribuy? Boy ribuy, yakivin dachsi ba'aretz. It says ba'artzachem. Kedi ashkirin b'soy perikam ba'dikdushin gabi shiluach avodim pashmotes ksofim. So since it says ba'aretz, so we need ribuy, even though there's no reason why it should be dafke ba'aretz. Inami ba'oretz leichashinen dil mehadri bohu mishum de'ike shvoche de'eretz Yisrael. Later we'll see that in Eretz Yisrael there's an incentive to be a yid. It's an Eretz Zovas Chol of Advash. There's Matnes Aniyim over there. So Eretz Yisrael is very good for good mocking for a ger. It's a mocking of parnasa. So ainli ela ba'oretz. So Taisa was on to say in the second shot that maybe you only mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because I know in Eretz Yisrael, if he becomes a ger, he'll remain a ger. It's good to be a yid there. There's a lot of fringe benefits. In Chutz Loretz, could be his olu to be chayzer from the geris. So maybe we're not mekabel b'chlal a ger in Chutz Loretz, knowing that there's this possibility that he might be chayzer. He says the mekar is, the posik is speaking about v'chiyogu, ba'artzachem, ger ba'artzachem. So perhaps there's a mashmois that we're only mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Ein li ela ba'oretz, B'chutz loretz menayim, they were also mekabel gerim, and according to the second Lashon of Tosfos, because there could be the whole Kabbalah's geiris is very uncertain that he will remain with the geiris. Tamud loyma itcha, it's the same itchem. B'chol makim she itchem, wherever you are, the shaykh gerim. So let's say b'chol makim she itcha or kama parich or fikta. He just used this itcha for telling me something else. That if a person says he's a ger, you do not believe him unless it's murzik loch. It has to be ger, itcha ger, that you have to know that he's a ger, murzik loch shu ger. And now we darshan from this itcha another drashim. B'chol mokim she itcha, wherever you are, you could be mekabel gerim. So the Gemara's going to ask this kasha. You can't use the itcha for some multitude of drashes. Im kein matamud loyma ba'aretz. So now the Gemara asks, so if we would say, like we wanted to say, that ba'aretz is exeris a Kosovo only mekabel geirim in Eretz Yisrael, because there the geiris is batuach that it will remain. So it says ba'aretz. But now you're telling me that lemaisim, That we're mekabel geirim b'chol mokim, im kein ma tamud loyma ba'oretz. So the Gemara says ba'oretz tzorich lahavi raya, b'chutz loretz ein tzorich lahavi raya divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chiyogur itcha ger ba'artzachem, ba'artzachem. Then you need itchem ger. That it has to be murzik loch that he's a ger. He comes and says he's a ger. He's not nem. B'chutz loretz ein tzorich lahavirai. But if we're living in chutz loretz, we'll see later what the difference is in the monas between chutz loretz and Eretz Yisrael. Ein tzorich lahavirai. You don't need itchem ger. Itchem ger is ba'artzachem. That's murzik loch shu ger. V'chachamim ha'imrim bein ba'oretz, bein b'chutz lo'oretz, tzorech lo'ovirai. Bohu ve'edav imoy. So we have to, the Gemara will explain later exactly what the svara is, why there's no nemonis in Eretz Yisrael and dafken chutz lo'oretz, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We had heard in the Braise, bohu ve'edav imoy. So it's v'chiyogu ba'artzachem. That he's nemon. It is edim, so he's nemon. In fact, the Gemara k'ral omeli, if it's edim. Omar Rav Sheish is da omri, what do the edim say? Shamanu shenizgayer bebezn shal ployni. We heard from other edim, that this person was Nizgaya b'Bezn Shaplani. We weren't there in Bezn, but we heard from other Eidim. Now, in other words, this is Eid Mipi Eid. That means they're not Eideriye, but they're being Me'adam, they're not aware of. The Eidis that they heard from was not Nizkabel b'Bezn. They just heard from two Eidim, which don't have an Amonis if there wasn't Nizkabel b'Bezn. So they're a real Eid Mipiyeit, Salke Daitach Loilem Nayu, Kamash Malon, that we do believe them. Madatein Loim Dem Nayu. So it could be that we had mentioned before when we started learning the Sugye, Bo Ve'eid of Imoy Minayin Shenemon. So the Lashon of Rashi would seem that he's Nemon. So it could be, pshat is like this, that be'emison, we have a birr of, milse davidi ligluye loy mishakri inshi. There is such a birr. For some reason, as we'll see later, we don't believe him. That means be'emison, we have a birr. And this birr helps in chutz loretz. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't rely on this birr. But if there's betziru, with this birr, aid me p'yeid, so somehow we make a kugel and We believe him. That's what I mean. Nein shenemon. He's nemon. That means the ikel nemon is v'saymech an milsa debide legluye le mishakri inchi. But for some reason, this is not sufficient. So with a Yisrael Namonis of Eid Mepiyed, we believe him. That's how it would seem from Rashi. Now, we hear further, Ba'artzachem, Einli Ela Ba'oretz. In this, Taisus had said, this is a new Shaila, in Kabbalah's Geiris. Einli Ela Ba'oretz, we're Mekabal Geirim. And Taisvus had said the Svara is because Baretz, we can be assured that he'll remain again because Tzlainzach will be a Yid in Eretz Yisrael. We have Shvach Eretz Yisrael. Tzeretzovas Cholovadvash, Yev Matnesanim. Bechutzu La'aretz Minayim. Talmud Loima Itcha Bechol Mokim She'itcha. So they can Yid Mekabel Ager Afilu Bechutz La'aretz. The Kamash Malon is, even though the guarantee that he'll remain a Yid is not so, in Chutzlot we don't have such a guarantee, could be things will go bad and there'll be mischaret on the whole Eisik. Afal Pikein, if there was a Kabbalah's Geiris, and there's a Kabbalah's Geiris, or we could be Mekabal Geirim, Napesh the Mekabling, we could be Mekabal Geirim, Chutz Loretz, Av Api, we don't have this guarantee that Mistom will be Lehod Rabbi. We don't need a guarantee. Now he's sincere, we Mekabal the Geiris. So the Gemara says, Vafikte, we used already this Itchem, we used it to tell us that Bemusakloch, Itchem Ger, that I know he's a Ger. So the Gemara says, Chodami Itcha v'chodami Imach. So the Goyin is Goyris. So Chloime me Itchem. There's a Pesach, Tachsiv Bosa v'chiyogo Hagor Itchem. So there's another Pesach, Itchem. B'chol Mokem, wherever you are, you can be Mekabal Geirim. Ager Itchem. Agor Itchem. Wherever you are, you can be Mekabal Geirim. That's the Goyin's Gis. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela ha'ksiv ba'artzachem. Chamoim embatmim v'chutz l'tzorcha v'ray. No. We're both only a baritz, but mekabel gerim b'chutz la'aretz minayim tamaloyim itchom b'chol mokim she'itchom b'mekabel gerim. V'afik tei, chodem itchom v'chodem imchom. V'chachamim oimrim bein baritz, bein b'chutz la'aretz tzorech lo'aviraya. The chachamim say, not the way Rabbi Yehuda, the more is the kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the posik itcho tells us that we are mekabel gerim b'chol mokim, B'chol mokim she'itcha, so why does it say ba'aretz? Ba'ela ha'ksiv ba'aretz. So the Moshe on the Chum says ba'aretz. So Rabbi Yehuda said pshat that ba'aretz is telling us that he's not neman in Eretz Yisrael to say he's a ger. But in Chutz La'aretz he is neman. But according to the Chachamim, he's neman. He's not Nemon anywhere. So Mal says, Ahumi boile, da filo be'oretz mekablim geirim. It's coming to tell us that we're mekabel geirim be'eretz Yisrael. The salke daita chamina, mishum tivuse d'eretz Yisrael kame geirim. A punk verkehrte svore. It's coming to tell us that we are permitted to be mekabel geirim in Eretz Yisrael. Because I would think the geiris in Eretz Yisrael is shalei lishma. Mishim tivusa d'Eretz Yisrael kama geiris. So we're not mekabel geirim. We're not mekabel that. V'hashte nami. So the Ba'aretz is coming to tell us in Kabbalah Skeches that even though Eretz Yisrael has a chesaron, that means that there were other incentives for Geiris. You become a Geir, so you're entitled to the riches of Eretz Yisrael. So it tells us Mekablim Geir. So you're not Mekabel Geir. It's Kamash Mlon Yah Mekabel Geir. So Rashi learns Pshat, the Tivus of Eretz Yisroel was Eretz Zobos Cholav Advash. So therefore we needed a Pasuk to tell us that even though there is an incentive of Eretz Zobos Cholav Advash, Afal Pikein, you're still Mekabel Geirem. But now, what incentive does a goy have not to become a geir in Eretz Yisrael? It means even though there's no Eretz Ovas Cholav Advash, but there's programs for Aniyim, Maiseroni, Leket Shikrapeya, so it's Selainzach to become a Yid in Eretz Yisrael. So also, I would think a mekablim geirim, kamash malon. So shtikol haore, the mafoshim ha-ma'ire, abiyan kevemden da'ochlane, the Gemara says, v'hashta nami deleke tivusa. So l'cheire derhites loshin, ha-gemara's most asking, so why do you need a posik that you mekablim geirim now? So, can't Shaila Ben, who says that I need the pasuk for now, I need the pasuk for then. It means now Eretz Yisrael is no mile. Now you mekabel geirim in Eretz Yisrael, there's no mile in Eretz Yisrael. But there was once at Kufa when there was a mile to be a yid in Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that then we're mekabel geirim, even though there is a zaitik incentive to become a geir. Because there's a tzarat tzavos chalav advosh. That's what they ask on the Gemara. I had another ha'orah. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara says, even though it's not tzavos chalav advosh, he kolakat shikro peye umay saroni. L'cheire, it would seem that these matonis anoig bizmana zamin ha'toire. We're saying pshat na posik. What is the chiddush of the posik? Why does the pasuk have to tell us that we're mekabel geirim in Eretz Yisrael? Bezman hazeh. So the Gemara is saying, even though there's maiserani, so I would think he's mimegair himself in order to able to be eligible to receive maiserani. So lachere would seem bezman hazeh. This is min ha-teire. L'cheir, I think the Rambam Shita is that Bizman Hazeh, even though Kitshalo said Lovoy, but since it's not Kol Yeshveh Oleo, the Din Trumas HaMaisos is only at the Rabbonon, so L'cheir, it's a little unclear from the Hitas Loshna Gemara, it would seem that it's at the Reis, and that's why we need the Pasuk to tell us that even though there's an incentive to become a Ger in Eretz Yisrael, it's still Mekabel Gerim. Let us see Rashi. Tzorich lohavi raya. So the Moses said, Tzorich lohavi raya, shebebezden izgaya. He has to bring an Eretz Yisrael, he has to bring a raya shebebezden izgaya. Sheme givoyni mohu. Mishum shvoche d'Eretz Yisrael, hu dekama hochi umeshakem. So it's very interesting, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a pshtikl mahalach in the sugya. As we had mentioned before, the Keren Eire says that the svara chitzayne would be that a goy should be nemon to say that he was nizgaya, als milsa davide legluyi loy meshakri inshi. That was the havamine. Now the posik tells us that he's not nemon. Now the Pasuk tells us when, where is he not Neman in Eretz Yisrael? So the Pasuk is telling us, even though it's a Milsa David Ligluye, but since in Eretz Yisrael there's a big incentive to say that he was a Ger, because there are a lot of fringe benefits one gets in Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael, the Birur of Milsa David Ligluye Mishakri does not help. In Chutz Laretz, person says he's a Ger and Chutz Laretz, so there's no fringe benefits that he's getting over there. So the attacker, we rely, that's Tapshat and Rabbi Yehuda, there we rely on the Svar of Milsa David Igluy, Eloi Meshakri Inchi. The Chachamim hold that in Chutz Laretz also we don't rely on this. But that's L'chayra the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rashi says, the Gemara says, you use the itach to tell you b'murzuk loch. Now how do you know to darshan b'chol mokim she'itach, that we mekabel geirim wherever you are, you use the itach for something else, b'murzuk loch. So the Gemara says there's another imach, that's argues imach. So Rashi says, geir v'soyshav v'chai imach. The Goyin says on Rashi's posik, Nimchak, Mashkos of Rashi Utamua. He says, Mistome, this posik Bechlal does not mean together with you where you are living. The Gemara Darshan from this posik, Bechol Mokim She'itach. Wherever you are, he's Megai himself together with you. Here, this pasuk is not going on Mekaymus L'chayre, it's coming to tell us that, you should give him Ger V'Soyshev V'Chayimach, that he should, in the Din Parnose, you should give him Chiyuni. And perhaps we could say, Pshat and the Goyin's Kasha and Rashi, this Bakant, the Goyin says there's a difference between Itach and Imach. That Itach means that Yene is a Nitpal to someone else. Itoy is a Tofel to him. Imach means they're equal. So, could be in Mokim, B'chol Mokim Shitach, that means together with you, wherever you are, he wants to be Megayer himself. Maybe that's Loshen Itach, is Masim there. B'chol Mokim Shitach, wherever you are, you can be Mekabel, Goyim for Geirim. Here, L'chayre, Imach is a Loshen, could be that he is telling how much panos is geir v'soyshev v'chayimach together. I mean, here the imach means the amount of panos should have equivalent panos. The leka toive, the posak chalav v'dvosh. Zok the Gemara vayta. Amar Rabchiya Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Haloche bein ba'oretz, bein b'chutz l'oretz, tzorich l'haviraya. Like the Chachamim, that he's not neman in chutz l'oretz to say, he's not neman in chutz l'oretz to say that he's a ger. Frag de gemore pshite, yochid v'rab, maloche keram, so b'chloik is rab yudin de Chachamim, we pass like the Chachamim. Ma de teime mistaver teime de Rabbi Yehuda de kemisai lai kroi kamash malon nitazai. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says de kemisai kroi de imoch kol mokim sheitoch mashme vafilu baoretz. Kol mokim sheitoch mashme vafilu baoretz. That means if we say that alone, so it's koilul everything. That means that if we have your machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the imach is coming to be marbe, that we mekabel geirim afilu b'chutz loretz. He says, Eretz Yisrael is a maila. Now, afilu b'chutz loretz, we also mekabel geirim. That's the itach according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Oretz is coming to tell us that in Oretz you need a raya, in Chutz La'aretz you don't need a raya. According to the Chachamim hold bein b'Oretz, bein b'Chutz La'aretz, tzorich lahavi raya. And b'Oretz is coming to tell us that we're mekabel geirim b'Oretz. That's the Chiddush. Mekabel geirim b'Oretz, and I wouldn't say we shouldn't be mekabel geirim since it's not l'shem shamayim. So Rashi says the k'masayi kro, you don't need Oretz for that. The imach kol mokim she'itach mashma v'afilu b'Oretz. U'ba'artzachem lomeli, to tell me a ribuy that you also mekabel an Eretz Yisrael, that I can figure out from imach. Elalav arayekoi. The ba'oret tzorich lahaviraye v'loi b'chutzo la'oret. He says, coming to tell us that we're mekabel geirim afilu ba'oret, that you could learn out from imach. Kol mokim she'imach, wherever you are, you're mekabel geirim. So then it's shver, you don't need the oretz, afilu b'oretz. In imach you can figure this out. But if it's coming, the oretz is coming to tell us this chaluki dinim, that oretz is not neman, and in chutz la'aretz he is neman, so it's good. So it's a messiah like roi, kerab Yehuda. Tana rabon. Ushvatem tzedek bein ish u bein ochi ve bein geire. Mikan omer Rabbi Yehuda. Ger shenizgaya bebezn hareize ger beinoi le bein atzmoi eine ger. Maise be'echod shebo lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. Vama loy nizgayarti beini le bein atzmi. Told Rabbi Yehuda. So we just learned that you need bezn, shvatim, you need bezn. He told Rabbi Yehuda that this kayarti beini lebein atzmi. So memela, in other words, I'm not a kosher again. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda yesh locha edim, that it was that way. Omalei lav, yesh locha bonim, do you have children? Omalei hein. Omalei nemon ato livselas atzmecho. On yourself you have an emonis. We'll see atshav yenavshe tchticha di yisure. You have an emonis to say that you are a goy. Yato nemon livsel es bonecho. But you are not nemon livsel es bonecho. Let us see Rashi before we go into the sugya bite, and then we'll learn the Tosfos. Rashi says, "Midrashiv ger etzol shvatetam mikanam Rabbi Yehuda ger boi bezn." Let us see Tosfos. B'muchzekloch, we heard before that a person is not nemon. Ger itchem, from ger itchem we learn out that it has to be muzik itchem that he's a ger. And he's not nemon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda says Dafke Beretz Yisrael, and according to the Chacham Afilun Chutz La'aretz, he's not nemon. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafke b'diyodinen the hava oivet kechovim ikor. That means, when do you need muzik loch that he's a ger? If I knew he was first a goy, so now I need a biro that he was megayer himself. The Eli have a yedinon, but if we would have never known that he was a goy, it's mehemon. Migo di boy oma Yisrael ani de mehemon. It's his name and it's migo. That means if he's a liar, why does he have to tell us the whole story that he was a goy and he was megaya? He could have said, I'm a yid. And if he say he's, if he says he's a yid, he's nama. Kedemash me bereish meseches psachim. Kabihu oivet keichavim babesolik va'ochel psachim birushalayim. So you see, if you say, how did this guy eat a Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim? Akochi said he was a Yid, and they believed him. So you see that, Sahotadach Amigo, he could have said that he was a Yid. Vein loy moshani osam davis somchi aruba dahabi Yisrael. So Tosha says, no, could be, and a person comes and says he's a Yid. He has to bring credentials. Who says you're a Yid? I, over there, how was this Amoy able to eat from a Korban Pesach? Because there they relied on Roiv. That Roiv, people who are illegal, who want to eat a Korban Pesach, they're the Yidin. So my man, there's a Biro of Roiv that he's a Yid. Or Roiv of the people, the Chal were Yidin then. So Taisi says the Bachom Bokim Nami Ike Rube, the Reiv Aboim Lofoneinu Beteres Yadus Yisraelheim. So Memele, if you'll say that the Nemon is out, Yisrael is out, Reiv, so here Reiv people tell it, would say that the Yidin, the Taki Yidin, Vaid Raiyim Ishmaitin. The Omalei, Rabbi Yehuda, Yata Nemon Lifsal Es Bonecho, the Iyu Gufei Kosha. He told him that you can't passel the kids. The Iyu Gufei Kosha, the Shavi Navshe Chaticha Di Sura. Pshat is the Zedin of Shavi Navshe, Avalim Boa Baskoin Le Posla, Kede Parashti Leel. So what's the Raya? So you're not Nemon to passel the children. Because they were Hurzik als Yidin. And you're also not nemen to passel yourself. It's also hurzik. So Taisus wants to bring a raya. If you'll say that a person does not have nemonis to say that he's a yid, so how was he in this Kabul? That means whoever comes to us and says he's a yid, we ask him for credentials. So how was this person in his bonim hurzik Yisraelim? And Fakert, it's Urzak, and now he's not Nemon to say Fakert. So Akochach, we see from this that it's not difficult to be Urzakites. You come and say Yisrael, so we assume you're Yisrael. You don't need any more Birurim than that. Umahud la'el da'omalei zil goli. We learned before that a ben Akum Abobas Yisrael. Yes, the Shaila, if he's kosher lekol, they told him, Zil Goli, go to Golis, and people will not know who you are, and you can get married there, you won't have any problems. So Lachayre, from there alone, we also have a Gemore, that a person is never to say he's a Yid, but he goes in Golis, so, If whoever goes in Golis has to bring credentials, so how can he get married in Golis? So Taisi says, Ein Rai, the Shemala Yeboitkim Elam Hu Yisraelim Lav, Avo Mishpachta Eloi Hoyu Boitkin. That means there's two Shailas. Then there was a Shaila of Yichus. His father was a Goy. So Memela could be that the one Boitik. They told him Zil Goli. But that he's a Yid could be, he brought Rayas, that he was a Yidake, but they weren't Mavara, how his Yiddishkeit was, if it's Mitzat Ha'im, or Gam Mitzat Ha'ov. Ma'ade Teime Leilem Neyu, V'yeshvom Degarsi Ma'ade Teine Lehim Neyu, V'ach Perush Lehim Neyu Ke'ed Mepiyed, L'cheira, which means Leilem Neyu. They should only have an amonis of Eid Mepiyed, which is not acceptable, b'chala teire kula. Yesh lecha Eidim. He asked him, Yesh lecha Eidim. Peirish shenizgayarto beincho lebein atzmecho. That you are megayo beinoch lebein atzmecho. You evade them on this. If you evade them, so then it's good. The time. I think the Alchaner is Moira. I mean, how could you have Adem? Here's the Makasha. You have Adem Shenis Gayad. That means you're saying you're Apostle Agel. Do you have Adem Shenis Gayato Beinach Lebein Atzmecho? That you were Megayi yourself Beinach Lebein Atzmecho? How could you have Adem that he was Megayi Beinach Lebein Atzmecho? That means Afilu Adem saw that he tabled himself Shalei Bifnei Besen. So does that mean that is Adem is Gayat Beinach Lebein Atzmecho? That's what they said. Maybe later he went to Besen and he was tabled Bifnei Besen. How could you have Adem, there was Mila Shalei Bifnei Bezen? So maybe Lady made a tofes dan bris Bifnei Bezen. L'chayre, yesh l'cha Adem, shenizgayarto beinach lebein atzmecha. How is it shach such a thing? Shalei zoza yodo mitach yodo, how is it shach such a thing? If I'm not mistaken, he wants to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitos. Rabbi Yehuda says that in Eretz Yisrael, a person is not neman to say that he was megayer himself. Yisrochera means that these Edim are saying. Now, let's talk about Chutzlaretz. Then I say this. No, I don't remember what he says. L'chayreb, the Edom have to be saying, he would be Neman if there would be Edom. So L'chayreb, the Edom are saying that they know he was a goy, and they didn't see a geiris. They didn't see a geiris. In Eretz Yisrael, I think he says. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not Neman to say, then it would be good. That means if there are Edom that say, we know that you were a goy, and the geiris that you made in front of them, that was, they saw you made an apostle a geiris. So if there was a different geiris, you have to prove it. And you can't, you're not proving it. So then, you're not a geir. So it's not Edim that was Megaya Beinu Lebein Atzmai. Edim being aware of this Geiris is also an Eid Bifnei Adayin Kosha. Nemon Ata Livsal Atzmecho. So what is the nemonis on himself? I know davke b'mili de navshe b'mashvei navshe chaticha di isure. The gabi himself al chav yinavshe chaticha di isure. Avol im bo al baskoyin loy posel ke the frish is lo besoyv perik sheni. He says there's no, he's not nemon to say that he's a goy. Only al tadin chav yinavshe, which is lagabi his dinim. We had mentioned when we learned at the end of the second parik, there's a Merodik Akash of the Chem de Shleime. The Chem de Shleime says that the Geder of Shav Yenavshech Ticha de Isure means that a person has nemonis on his own Isure. That means if he says that this is also to me, so Lagabi himself is believed. Lagabi someone else is not believed. Lagabi himself is believed. So let us say, so Taisus is saying that so if he'll be boil and isha, she won't become posel lekuna, because she had no nemonis to say that you were hukzik, that you're a kosher, you're a ger, a yid. So you have no nemonis to say that you're a goy.
But legabi yourself, there's a din of shav yenavshe. So the Chem Deshloime asks, what kind of shav yenavshe is this? A goy is permitted to be boila yidinim. There's no iser on him. There's an iser on her, but there's no iser on him. So what is the nemon atzmach? Nemon lives al atzmach the mashvi navshi chaticha de isure. But where is the chaticha de isure to say that he's also Gabi himself is also to be bala yidene? There's no isure man agoy. Ask me the bring from Rab Shimon. Tosis does not say the mashvei anavshe chaticha di isure. The mashvei anavshe chaticha di isure. It seems it's a bazundere nemonus legabi isurim that if he says that I'm a goy, so he has a nemonus al kaponim legabi isurim to believe me what I said. So Bas Yisrael can marry him. If something, Gabi Isurim, she's not allowed to marry him. But more than that, he doesn't have an amonis. So Taisus asks, I don't understand the whole sugya over here. If his wife is a goite, then kari bincha elabno. So my male is a yid, he's a goy, but the kids are zich a goy. Pimoise is to Yisrael is manav shechban of ksheirim. The kaim bolanoi v'kichav evda bo bas Yisrael avlad kosher. So it's kosher. Let him be a goy take, but the bonim are still kosher. So he had to nem a lifsel as bonecha. I mean, if we believe him, the bonim do not become possible. If he's neman to make them pugumim lakuna, hashta nami the ain neman pugumim haim the rabbi the isla beperka sora yuchsim the bas ger zocher ke bas cholol zocher. Just like the daughter of a cholol is posel lakuna, the daughter of a ger is also posel lakuna. So a filu. Not the way he says. Bisum is a kosher ger. He's also the children of pogum lakuna. So what is pshat? Neman ato lifsel as atzm gedato neman lifsel as bonecho. I mean, lechayre, if the wife is a goite, so the zich apostle. We don't care who he is. If the wife is a yidene, so the zich a kosher. So what's that? Yata neman lifsel as bonecho. So that was the shaila over here. The shaila was, we knew Kalo, the wife was a yidinit. Now the shaila is, are the children mamzerim? So according to what he's saying, that he's a goy, so the children are mamzerim. So they told him, Neman ata lifsel as atzmecho, viata neman lifsel as bonecho. You don't have the monas to passel. By you, there's a din of shav yenavshe, but Rabbi, the children, you can't passel the children. Umiyomar Rabbi Yehuda abonim le mehemot. So the Gemara says, a father does not have the monas on the children. Vasanya yakir, we learn that as Becher ben Asnua Yakir. So we learn that Yakir means Yakirenu la'acherim. He's makir them to us. He tells, what his children are. Mikanam Rab Yudah, Nemon Adam Loim Ezeb Nibcher. He's Nemon to say that this son is a Becher. As a Becher ben Asnua Yakir. Urshem Shenem Loim Ezeb Nibcher. Just like he's Nemon and Hilchis Mominis, that this son is a Becher and it gets Pishnayim, Kach Nemon Loimer, Bni Zeh Ben Grushu, Ay Ben Chalutzohu. So he has an Emonis Lagabi Yichasos, Lagabi Yisurim. Chamamam, Eini Nemon. Al Koponim Rav Yehuda holds that an Av has Nemonis to be made on the Kashrus of his children. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak Kochi Kamalai. Lidvorecha oivet keichovimato. That means that sichad is a din of yakir, that a father is nemon to say if the child is a ben grusha, ben chalutze, but according to you, you're a goy. That's the whole passus. You're saying you're a goy. Vein eidis loivet keichov. So lidvorecha akumato. So we can't, you can't come with an amonis of yakir, because the namonis of Yakir was only said to Yidin, which are kosher ladies, and Lidvorech, the obstulus is saying you are goy. So if you are goy, you don't have a namonis, so gotta be the children. Ravina Omar, so that's that, he asked the kashan Rabbi Yehuda. He asked the kashan Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't the father Nemon to say what the children are? Of Yakir's mother says, because Lidvorech are akumat. Ravina Amahachi Kamalai, that he told him as follows. He asked him, Yesh lecha bonim, hein. Yesh lecha bnei bonim, hein. Amalai, neman, ata alivsil barecha. If you only have bonim, then you're neman to passel them. Viata neman, alivsil bnei bonecha. But if you have everybody, ainik lechoso, so see in Toysa, then you're not neman afilo to passel the bonim. So since you have Eniklech, so you have no nemonis at all to passel the bonim. That is why there's no nemonis of Yaakov. Tanya nami hochi, Rabbi Yudahima, nemon odom loima, abunai kotten. A person is nemon to passel a ben kotten. Veni nemon abunai godel. He's not nemon to passel a ben godel. Ve'oma rabchi yabaraba marabi yoichanim. Like cotton mamish. Cotton does not mean a cotton, but like godel mamish. Ala cotton viyesh, lay bonim zel godel. Godel vein lay bonim zel cotton. So that means, neman odom loyma. If his ben does not have children, then he's neman to say if his puzzle is not puzzle. If his ben does have children, she's not neman to be made on the ben. Vehilchese kevosai de Rav Nachman. By Yitzchak, we pass not Rav Nachman by Yitzchak that he's not Nemna, for he doesn't have any clue. Because there's a lomdus with Vorecha, Akumato, Vein Eidus Lakum. So the Gemara says, Vasanya Kevosei de Ravina, we learned a Baraisa like Ravina. That if there's only Bonim, he is Nemon. If there's no Bonim, he's not Nemon. So Moshe Zohulin Yin Yakiritm, it's not speaking about our case. It's speaking about, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutze, not speaking about our case of Niskayati Beini Lebeinatzma. Let us see Rashi. Yakir, es abcheir ben asnua Yakir. Yakirin ul acheirim, shimim bezn makirin oisoi, nemen olavov ulaim ezeb nibcheir litol pishnaim. Ben Grusha hu, vekoyin chololu. So the Gemara said that Ranach Mitzvah said Lidvorecho Akumato Ben Eidus Leivet Kechav Hoyu Ubonecho Ipsos Benecho the Navklo Miyakiv Yatanem Alipsel as Bnei Vonecho Rechus Akrav Nachman Vodvor Boivet Kechav Mu Ben Eidus Leivet Kechavim Afulu abonim loy mehemon. Ashtikal ha'or, I don't know if this is a ha'or, but by Rabosi, there's a hagos oshri in Mesachtes Gittin, the first perek. Meiri Rabbeini Yoker ha'yo'imer. Ta'ivdei kechavim amurzokim she'enam shakronim k'sheirim la'idus. A goy that we know he's an ontel ha'goy is kosher la'idus. K'dom ma'hocha, avol mo'yiv shevarim p'suvim min ha'teire mitam kure. He's saying that mo'yiv shevarim is exeris ha'kosher that apostle la'idus. There's no shash m'shake, but apostle la'idus. And by a goy is not as bad as kosher ladies. Now this is a shash mishakel, this is a shash mishakel. There's no shash mishak, and mulzokim she'enem shakronim k'sherim leides. That's what the Gos Oshri brings down in the, towards the end of the first parak in Gittin. So l'chera just, the lashon the Gemara bothered me. It would seem from the Gemara that by a goy there's no edus. According to the Gos Oshri, that's not true. A goy ha-meshaker there's no edus. So, you have to know if this person was becheske shaker or becheske. I mean, you have to know, like the pashas loshna Gemara. Okay, Rashi is no kash, Rashi says, Vein Eidus, Loivet, Kachom, Vafulu, Abonim, Lemehemo. Vasani, Kerabini, the Nemen, who, Al Bunoi Kotten, She'en Leibon, Muxaka, Dieter, Domas, Nisim, Beger, Shebov, Omeger, Anika, Mairi. Idiptoni, Nemen, Al Bunoi Kotten, Linin, Yake, Tanya, He, Masis, in the Yake, Koi, Diptoni, Shem, Shenemen, Odom, Lemis, Abni, Bachel, Kachnam, Lemis, Abni, Ben Grushe, Valoktoni, the Nemen, O Allah Kotten, Vayisroelu, that's speaking about if he doesn't have any children, so the father's neman on the child. Because the father's a Yisrael. V'yesh lo'y edis. V'atere minose abunoy. V'lo'y aben benoy. Abel gabi ger. Afil abunoy lo'y mehem on den edis lo'yvet kichovim. Zot Rashi. Now we have a Moiradiki Gemara here. The Gemara says that in the din of Yakir, it says two things. Number one is Nemon in Choshen Mishpat to be Mevarer Zebni B'chor. And number two, he also has an Amonis Legabi, the Kashrus of the children. Kach Nemon Odom Leimer Zeben Grusha. Rabbi Leon Mi Parish Meforish. How do you know these Nemon and the kashrus of the children? She's never to say the child is a cholo. The nafkalom midrchsiv ben hasnua yakir ki habocher ben hasnua yakir. So it's ki habocher yakir and ben hasnua yakir. He's never to say that you're a child of a snua. What does snua mean? Snua ben isuel. So he's never to say that this is a child of a ben hasnua yakir. So Taisa says, "Veloshen as shas leimash mochi." Diktani kishem shenemun adam leim zebni b'chayr mashme deminogama. That we learn out from zebni b'chayr. It's not kishem. It's tuli mudim. Is b'chayr yakir ben asnu yakir. Yesh meforshim the time of Rabbi Yehuda the mashme leikro. The Nemon Odom Loimer Zebni Bechor Afilu Altinik Bein Abonim. The Mekor of Rabbi Yehuda that Yenemon leaves soil is because he's Nemon to say, this child is my Bechor. Afilu he has 20 children and he says the youngest one is the Bechor. Or Sha'imar Alakot and Shahu Bechor in Kainarish and Mamza. So what's with the first child? So the first child is not my child. This is my first child. So by saying Zabni Bukhari, I'm saying that all the children which are older than this one are not my children. And he's Nemon on this. He's Nemon on the whole Agodah. So he's also Nemon, so he's Nemon to Pasel by saying he's a Ben Grusha. Ve'en Eidus Leivik Kirchovim, Balatz Me Nemon, Shem Deshavi Nav, Shechaticha Di Surah. Ve'en Ato Nemon Livsel B'nei Bonecho. Oy Mari, Dachi Pirusha, Nemon Ato Livsel Bonecho Perish K'she'en Lei Alabonim. Ve'en Lei B'nei Bonim. When there's no b'nei bonim, there's only bonim, then you have an amonis. What does that mean? Shiesh loy b'nei bonim. When there are b'nei bonim, then you're not nemon on the ben also. And nemo lives ala filo bonov. Then svara loy mishi bonov psulim. U b'nei bonov ksheirim. If you have an amonis that the bonim are psulim, so how could the Bnei Bonim be Ksheirim? Chaymash me besomoch to come out.
In other Neman al Bnei Godel, Mefarsh Kshiesh Loi Bonim, that Bnei Godel, he's not Neman al Bnei Godel, Mefarsh Kshiesh Loi Bonim, Mashmed da Bnei Nami Loi Mehema. He's not Neman on the Bnei Godel, and the Ben also is not Neman. So that means if your Haggadah will involve also Bnei Bonim, then you don't have any Nemanus on the Bonim. Bilchus the Kevosay Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mashme the Alochi Kerab Yehuda the Neman Aflif Sol Bonob the Davki Mishum Deinei the Slavet Kechov the Yochel Apoyslo. That's the only reason why he's not Neman. Let's we pass him. There is a Dinyake. Seems that Paskin, well, like we had shot in Tashus before, that the Nemonis of Pasling is by saying that Yener is a Bechir, so comes out the elder children are Mamzerim. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kshem shenem and loy mezeb nivcheis." It's nemun to say other psulim also. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. So we learn now other psulim from the psul mamzeris that comes about through the Haggadah and Bechir. So the Rabbi Netam says that we only paskin like Rabbi Yehuda only when there's a Haggadah and Bechir. But Stamazoy Agode and Paslus of the Bonim, it is not Nemonis. So from Agamar we see Nitazo, here wasn't Nege Agode of Bechir, he's just saying that they're apostle. And the whole reason he's not Nemonis because Ludvarecho Akumato. Beshiltas Pashas Vayero, Nami Digdeg Mahakdish Maidne Bechol Inyon Aloche Krabhude, a fill of he's not being made an Inyone Bechir. Sagt the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabonim. Geir shebol is gayer bizmana ze imrim loy mara iso shebosli is gayer. Why? What brought you to become a geir? Yata yedeye she Yisrael bizmana ze dvuyim, dachufim, schufim, umuturofim, viyisurim boim aloyim. You want to discourage him. What does Rashi say? Schufim, shveilim, ukfuyim, they're bent over, k'may schufi kaso, kfiyas akeli, akeli is bent over. So what is moishich you to become a ger? Him oima, if he tells Bezden, yoideyani, I know that nebuch klal Yisrael is suffering, ve'eini kedai, merdekarashi, ve'eini roi lishtatev bitzorosam, umiyitein ve'eskelakach. I know that the answer is at the present time I'm not zoiche to that. Fakert, halavai can be zoiche to be together with them. To have tzoris on this world. Shaz be zoiche to be a ben oilem abo. That's from the posik in Mishlei. Simcha la tzadik asoyis mishpat. Simcha la tzadik in boilem azeh. Shakadish boch hu oise mishpat. But them so the zeichet to ilam abo, so alavai I should be zeichet to what they're going through. If he says this, mekabon oisay miyat, umedien oisay mitzvahs mitzvahs kalas mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuris, umedien oisay ovein leket shikro peyo maiseroni, umedien oisay onshon shal mitzvahs. I'm remembering heavy day. Before you became a ger, there's no Inish Kores, you read Chaylev. Gilalto Shabbos, you'll be Mechalo Shabbos, Yata Onish Skila. But now, Achalto Chaylev Onish Kores. Gilalto Shabbos, Onish Skila. Cheshem, Shemedin, Oisai, Onshin, Shal Mitzvahs, Kach medin oisai matn schoren. Oimrim loy, hevi yedeya, sheoilam abo, eini osi, elo le tzadikim. Vi Yisrael, bizman azeh, Rabbeilam Azad is a geiris. Einam yechelim lekabel eilam abos vatsadikim. Yisrael b'eilam Azad einam yechelim lekabel loy reiv toivo v'loy reiv peronius. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Umeidin oisil kamafosh time of the kulam as nisim. Loy reiv atoivo. לפי שייצא הורו מחזר אחריהם, כדמרין אם נוסח דסוקה, ושמא תזוח דייתן עליו ויחתו. So Rashi says, אמר את הכזר, that on this world, Yidin can have roif toive. A guy can have roif toive, it won't go to his head. Because the Gemara says in Masech Tesuke, that Yetzer Hore is Oza Veso Umois Uvegira Yisrael. Nozav Yisrael Vegira B'Tamid HaChomim. So Memele, Roiv Toive, that means such a combination. Roiv Toive B'Oilam Azeh, with a Yetzer Hore that's giving all his koiches to be machti you, that's too dangerous. So Memele, so Roiv Toive, they can't have, but also the Loi Roiv Peronius. So the Mephoshim said, what is Roiv Peronius? That clear by Umasoilam there could be Peronius, which is a matzav of clear. But Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is Leirav Peronius. Vein Marbin Olav, Vein Medagdikim Olav. Kibel, so if he was Mekabel, that he's Maskim, after hearing the whole drasha, Molin Oisei Miyad. Nishtairu boi tzitzin ha-ma'akvenes ha-mile, Choyzrin u-molin Oisei Shniye. So if tzitzin are left over, so what does Rashi say? Tzitzin chatiches boso, ve-in ma'abin of Rashi's dvorim la'ayim olav she-yifroish, tzitzin chatiches boso shloi nifra ha-milo ke-hulchoso, Chayzren omolen oisoi shniye. Nisrapin matvilen oisoi miyad. Let us just see the top taisvis. Matvilen oisoi miyad, mashmesh amile, kaidem tvile. So the oma, in gerat sheyimol v'yitvel, v'tayma, the oma ba'oru, mu'uberes shenizgayro, b'no ein tzorich tvile, that the tvile of the aim helps for the yubel. So Taisvis asks, so this is Tvila before Mila. By Marie the Shani Hosam the Katile Chozila Mila. So Mamela, if he has a shame oral on himself and he's Chozila Mila, and you can't make Tvila before Mila. But that's speaking about it by an Uber who's like Chozila Mila.